Hello, kids. Hello, boys and girls. Today's test is breakthrough. Tasks 1 and 2 are listening. Good luck and have fun. Task 1. Planning for a wet weekend. Mr. Brown and Anna are talking about the weekend. Listen to their conversation. After each part of the conversation, answer the question. Put a cross in the box under the correct picture. You will hear the conversation twice. First, listen to the example. Example. What is the weather like today?
Hello, Anna.
Hi, Dad. Look at the weather. Why does it always rain at the weekend? It's never sunny.
Yes, it has rained a lot this month.
The correct answer is B. Now answer the other questions. Number 1. What does Anna usually like doing on Saturday afternoons?
Don't worry, Anna. The weather will get better soon.
Yes. But my Saturday afternoons have been terrible. I haven't played tennis for weeks. I just do homework or listen to music instead.
Number 2. Which museum has Anna been to before?
I know. Let's do something together. We can go to a museum.
Not the clock museum again. That's boring. And I never want to go to the transport museum. How about the fashion museum? That might be interesting.
Okay, let's go there.
Number 3. What is Ben doing this afternoon?
The fashion museum will be boring for Ben, Dad.
Ben's going to his friend's house to play computer games this morning, and in the afternoon he's playing football, so he can't come anyway.
Oh, right. Sophie and Mum'll like it.
Number 4. Who did Anna speak to last night?
Dad, can one of my friends come too?
Sure, Anna. Why not phone Susan or Gina?
Susan's away this weekend. And I phoned Gina last night. She's not well. But I can call Rachel. She'll come.
Number 5. How are the Brown family going to the museum?
Tell Rachel to meet us at the museum. We've got a problem with the car and we need to go by bus.
That's okay. It'll only take her 5 minutes to walk there.
That's right. She lives near town, doesn't she?
Number 6. What time is the museum going to close today?
What time shall we go, Dad?
Well, the museum doesn't close until 5. If we leave here at 2 o'clock, we can meet Rachel at 3.
OK.
Number 7. Where does Anna want to go after visiting the museum?
Dad, can we go somewhere when the museum closes?
Where, Anna? Do you want to go for a pizza?
Well, I'd prefer to go to the coffee shop opposite the cinema.
Yes, that's a good idea. Then we can come home for dinner.
Number 8. What does Anna want to do tomorrow?
Dad, if the weather's fine tomorrow, can we go to the music concert by the river? I'll do my homework now.
That's a good idea, Anna. Mum and I can go shopping this morning.
You will now hear the conversation again. First, listen to the example. Example. What is the weather like today?
Hello, Anna.
Hi, Dad. Look at the weather. Why does it always rain at the weekend? It's never sunny.
Yes, it has rained a lot this month.
The correct answer is B. Now answer the other questions. Number one. What does Anna usually like doing on Saturday afternoons?
Don't worry, Anna. The weather will get better soon.
Yes, but my Saturday afternoons have been terrible. I haven't played tennis for weeks. I just do homework or listen to music instead.
Number two. Which museum has Anna been to before?
I know. Let's do something together. We can go to a museum.
Not the clock museum again. That's boring. And I never want to go to the transport museum. How about the fashion museum? That might be interesting.
Okay. Let's go there.
Number three. What is Ben doing this afternoon?
The fashion museum will be boring for Ben, Dad.
Ben's going to his friend's house to play computer games this morning, and in the afternoon he's playing football, so he can't come anyway.
Oh, right. Sophie and Mum'll like it.
Number four. Who did Anna speak to last night?
Dad, can one of my friends come too?
Sure, Anna. Why not phone Susan or Gina?
Susan's away this weekend. And I phoned Gina last night. She's not well. But I can call Rachel. She'll come.
Number five. How are the Brown family going to the museum?
Tell Rachel to meet us at the museum. We've got a problem with the car and we need to go by bus.
That's okay. It'll only take her 5 minutes to walk there.
That's right. She lives near town, doesn't she?
Number six. What time is the museum going to close today?
What time shall we go, Dad?
Well, the museum doesn't close until 5. If we leave here at 2 o'clock, we can meet Rachel at 3.
Okay.
Number seven. Where does Anna want to go after visiting the museum?
Dad, can we go somewhere when the museum closes?
Where, Anna? Do you want to go for a pizza?
Well, I'd prefer to go to the coffee shop opposite the cinema.
Yes, that's a good idea. Then we can come home for dinner.
Number eight. What does Anna want to do tomorrow?
Dad, if the weather's fine tomorrow, Can we go to the music concert by the river? I'll do my homework now.
That's a good idea, Anna. Mum and I can go shopping this morning.
That is the end of task one. Now go on to task two. Task two. Anna phones a friend. A little later, Anna phones her friend Rachel. Listen to their conversation. After each part of the conversation, write a short answer to the question. You will hear the conversation twice. First, listen to the example. Example. Who answers the phone?
Hello?
Hello. Is that Rachel's dad? Or her brother?
It's her dad. Is that you, Anna?
Yes. Can I speak to Rachel?
Just a minute. Rachel! Telephone!
Coming!
The correct answer is Rachel's dad. Now answer the other questions. Number one. What is Rachel doing this morning?
Hello.
Hi.
Anna here.
Hi, Anna.
Rachel, do you want to come to the Fashion Museum with me and my family?
When? I'm really busy this morning. I am doing my homework now and then I'm helping my dad with the cleaning.
That's okay. We're going this afternoon.
Number two. What time will Rachel be ready to go to the museum?
When will you finish the cleaning, Rachel?
About 1:30. I'm having lunch at 2, so I'll be ready at 2:30.
That's okay. We can meet you at the museum at 3.
Number 3. How many times has Rachel been to the museum?
Rachel, have you been to the Fashion Museum before?
Yes, twice. Once with my parents and again with the school 3 weeks ago.
Number four. What does Rachel like most in the museum?
Is the Fashion Museum interesting, Rachel?
It's fantastic. There are clothes from lots of different countries and different times in history. Dresses, jackets, and some beautiful gloves. I especially like the hats. Some of them are really strange.
Number five. What can you see in the new exhibition?
What else is there in the museum, Rachel?
Well, there's a new exhibition of children's shoes. I saw some photos in a fashion magazine. Some of the shoes are really tiny.
Oh, I love shoes, Rachel.
Me too.
Number six. How much is a child's ticket to the museum?
How much money shall I bring, Anna?
You won't need much. My dad'll pay for your ticket. It's only £6 for an adult and £3 for children under 16.
Well, we're only 14, so that's okay for us.
That's right.
Number 7. Where is the museum cafeteria?
Oh, Rachel, is there a cafeteria in the museum?
Yes. On the first floor. There's a restaurant too, upstairs next to the bookshop.
OK, Rachel. I'll see you later, at about 3 o'clock.
You will now hear the conversation again. First, listen to the example. Example. Who answers the phone?
Hello?
Hello. Is that Rachel's dad? Or her brother?
It's her dad. Is that you, Anna?
Yes. Can I speak to Rachel?
Just a minute. Rachel! Telephone!
Coming!
The correct answer is Rachel's dad. Now answer the other questions. Number one. What is Rachel doing this morning?
Hello.
Hi. Anna here.
Hi, Anna.
Rachel, do you want to come to the Fashion Museum with me and my family?
When? I'm really busy this morning. I am doing my homework now and then I'm helping my dad with the cleaning.
Oh, that's okay. We're going this afternoon.
Number two. What time will Rachel be ready to go to the museum?
When will you finish the cleaning, Rachel?
About 1:30. I'm having lunch at 2, so I'll be ready at 2:30.
That's okay. We can meet you at the museum at 3.
Number 3. How many times has Rachel been to the museum?
Rachel, have you been to the Fashion Museum before?
Yes, twice. Once with my parents and again with the school 3 weeks ago.
Number four. What does Rachel like most in the museum?
Is the Fashion Museum interesting, Rachel?
It's fantastic. There are clothes from lots of different countries and different times in history. Dresses, jackets, and some beautiful gloves. I especially like the hats. Some of them are really strange.
Number five. What can you see in the new exhibition?
What else is there in the museum, Rachel?
Well, there's a new exhibition of children's shoes. I saw some photos in a fashion magazine. Some of the shoes are really tiny.
Oh, I love shoes, Rachel.
Me too.
Number six. How much is a child's ticket to the museum?
How much money shall I bring, Anna?
You won't need much. My dad'll pay for your ticket. It's only £6 for an adult and £3 for children under 16.
Well, we're only 14, so that's okay for us.
That's right.
Number 7. Where is the museum cafeteria?
Oh, Rachel, is there a cafeteria in the museum?
Yes. On the first floor. There's a restaurant too, upstairs next to the bookshop.
OK, Rachel. I'll see you later, at about 3 o'clock.
That is the end of the listening tasks. Now go on to task 3.